100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIdie.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. We have a whole bunch of stories this week on the topic of surrounded. You feel like you're surrounded by stories? Well, it's about to start. Let me go ahead and start playing them for you, and I'll be back after this, well, I was about to say commercial message. There is no commercial message. No commercials at all. Just stories.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of Shooting Stars, which is currently available for free on Amazon the next couple days. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 685 with a prompt of Surrounded. Here's my story. Sitting in his sixth period biology class, surrounded by strangers, Bilbert felt the depths of exactly how alone he was. New to the school, new to the town, and new to the idea of having a superpower, how could he feel anything but isolation? From his desk at the side of the classroom, he looked at the students around him. He couldn't identify a single person by name. And the kids he had gotten to know? Roderick, Wanda, and Linoleum Amanda. Who among them could he trust? Well, Linoleum Amanda. Maybe he could trust her, but her parents were completely whacked out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this week's story may or may not have been influenced by current events taking place in my country. It's called All Words, No Substance. I'm surrounded by idiots, incompetents, and fools. My advisors spout nonsense and plot to bring me down. The press tells lies, distorts the truth, and makes up fake stories to undermine me. And I'm constantly criticized for having good old-fashioned values like misogyny and arrogance. Surrounded by nasty people with nasty agendas and nasty accusations. Well, I'm in charge. And if you don't like it, I have plenty of friends with rifles to persuade you to see my point of view. I've said enough. 100 words is too much. When a 280 character tweet is more than enough. I shall make a hasty exit now. Goodbye until next time.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He looked up and smiled. He was surrounded by trees. As always, he had returned to his comfort place, the forest. The dark, gloomy forest. The threatening, little, grim, pathless forest. When he looked up, he didn't see the dark. He saw beautiful trees in gorgeous tones of yellows, oranges, and reds, and browns with a pinch of green here and there. He especially loved his spot, right in the middle of all those wonderful trees. He didn't know if it was the middle, but he liked to think it was. He looked up again and smiled. A dark smile. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Not Like in the Movies. You're surrounded, Billy, echoed the bullhorn. You ain't taking me alive, coppers, returned Billy, with a hail of bullets. From high atop a gigantic globe-shaped gas tank, Billy took his last stand. He was tempted to yell out, "Made it, Mom, top of the world." But he never much cared for his mother. So instead he just yelled, "Fuck you," caught a bullet in the neck, and fell 200 feet to the ground. The police dropped a tarp to surround the body parts. In the end, a less than cinematic ending. That's the trouble of real life. Pretty prosaic. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
There comes a time when you become acutely aware that you're facing impossible odds. The moment realization dawns that there's nothing you can do, and that anything you try is doomed to failure. Like now. Surrounded on all sides by the zombie horde, closing in with their moaning, shuffling, inexorable dance, in which I will be an unwilling partner. Did I say impossible odds? Well, maybe not quite. As my baseball bat connected with a satisfying thud with the nearest zombie's head, I scooped out a handful of brain and tasted it. Well, if you can't beat him, join him.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Billy had been fitted with a tracking device, so they always knew where he was. "Stay where you're supposed to stay," said the technician. "Otherwise, you'll die." So Billy stayed in his room. Food, books, and basic essentials were brought to him. Back in the day, they executed for what he'd done, but these days, not anymore. Which angered a few people. They broke into Billy's room and dragged him out. The tracking device released the poison. Billy died painfully. Those who dragged him out were fitted with their own tracking devices and sent to their rooms.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Surrounded. I hope you enjoyed them. I sure did. And you'll have a whole bunch more stories either, on the website every day, one a day until the day I die.com. You can go through the archives. There are years and years of stories there with a new one every day. And next week, there's going to be another weekly challenge, of course. This one's going to be on the topic of losing. For more instructions, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click on Weekly Challenge. I think that's it. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.